The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. And now, as a... Yes, it is the Mike O'Mara Show.
You'll get used to it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, because you know what? We have a lot of fun on this show. We poke a lot of fun. We give our opinions. But we really don't do something that I like to get out of my radio entertainment. And that is we don't educate enough. And so now we begin a feature that I like to call...
Great Moments in U.S. History.
Thank you, Buzz.
Great moment number one. Everybody remembers the John F. Kennedy debate. The first national TV debate with Harry Truman.
Great moments in U.S. history.
Just like when Abe Vigoda freed the slaves during that famous speech known as the Gaithersburg Address.
Great moments in U.S. history.
And who, of course, could forget June of 1952 when the Allied troops participated in the D-Day invasion of Italy.
Great moments in U.S. history.
And, of course, the mid-1980s when the Nixon administration was rocked by the waterboard scandal.
Great moments in U.S. history.
And let's never forget that cold spring morning when Pearl Harbor was attacked by China in a brazen attempt to deal a knockout blow to the American fleet, when all the sailors were caught by surprise, most of them at the beach.
Great moments in U.S. history.
And our final moment for you today.
Yes.
Of course, the most significant moment for this country.
Of course.
1892, when Christopher Columbus finished his Pacific crossing and saw in the distance a new land with just a few bushes on it. Or the New World, as he would call it.
Right.
Later to be renamed, Isla de Americana.
Great moments in U.S. history.
Thank you, S&D.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
That was absurd.
What's that?
That is the anesthetic, you know.
Oh, good.
Yes, it is good, yes.
The pain is getting worse. Please, hurry up.
A few whiffs of this, and you won't feel a thing.
All right.
Then breathe deeply.
What's so funny?
I don't know, nothing.
And why are you laughing?
I don't know. Why are you laughing?
Because I can't help it.
I will have to use more lever.
He's pulled the wrong tooth. There's only one man who would pull the wrong tooth. It's Clouseau.
Kill him.
Kill him.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
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 Oh, I forgot. Playing to camera.
This is just for the Ustreamers out there. Hit it.
Saturday night, I was downtown.
I like this song.
Yeah, I love this song.
The Hollies. Love the Hollies.
An oldie but goodie from the Hollies. And enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeOmaraShow.com. It is Monday, June 6, 2011. And we are here, we are queer, we are back from our various weekends.
Yes.
And thanks to everybody on this show who stayed behind and cleaned our house immaculately after the grilling show. You all did a great job.
We had much more good food after you left, Mike.
And beer, I noticed. The one thing I noticed.
The show wasn't a lot of beer left.
The house was immaculate, and then I just see two 12-pack containers lying empty.
I think we're unclear of your recycling habits, so we kind of left that for you.
Well, you know I recycle all the time.
You are green.
Yeah. Today's show is brought to you by the DR Stump Grinder.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How about that, Mr. Man? Is your lawn riddled with unsightly tree stumps? Is it? The DR Stump Grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for you to make stump removal fast and easy, even in tight spots. A gnarly old stump becomes a pile of wood chips.
I'm just starting the mower here. I'm going to clean up the backyard, and I wish, I can't mow the lawn because of this unsightly stump.
That's not it.
I've tried going through it. Can't go around it. If there was only a way, I could get rid of this stump. Here, I'll take this around back by the snakeskin.
Yeah. Are you more than through? A gnarly old stump.
Now I am.
It's Monday.
A gnarly old stump becomes a pile of wood chips at or below ground level thanks to our carbide tip grinding teeth. Oh, now I have to get
it. See? It's irresistible, isn't it?
Super loud on number 6, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Carbide Thanks once teeth. Again to our carbide tip-grinding teeth. Thank you. Great teeth. See it in action with their free DVD available at drstumpgrinder.com or just click the DR ad on our website.
That's easier.
Well, here we are, and thanks for cleaning up on Friday. I really appreciate that.
Thanks for hosting the grilling show. I think we all had a blast.
Yeah. It was.
Can I give a quick a tip and, if you will, a correction?
I will.
That the venison, because I talked to our friends at Wagshaw's, when I went and picked it up, mind you, it was the morning of their day, so a lot was going on.
Right.
So the culinary, the chef there basically told me that the venison was venison, but I think so much was going on, he had forgotten what I actually
Oh, my
given.
God, what was it?
Human.
What did we eat?
Kangaroo.
What?
Oh no.
We'll
tie me down.
We ate kangaroo.
Yes, we did kangaroo meat.
Isn't that a staple in Australia? Don't they eat it like they farm it now?
I've never had it at Outback.
And you know what's great about that is that before that show was over, Carla's buddy Joey was over. Maybe Joey ate kangaroo.
Joey ate kangaroo. That's very exciting. Kangaroo.
Wow.
Great hot pockets.
Yeah, fried. I like just the pocket.
Yeah, they're delicious. So everything was great except for that. I don't know who, on what day, in what country, who would eat rattlesnake.
How can you?
But it's inedible.
It's just skin and bone.
I didn't like the python either.
No, the python was interesting.
The flavor was okay, but it was rubbery.
Reptile.
If you were
chewy.
Ever trapped in the Amazon, it's something you could actually make.
Yeah, but I mean,
you'd have to kill the python.
If you were trapped in Amazon, just double click on like airline tickets and buy them, or go through our website,
or eat river snakes.
River snakes also good. I think that mic is backwards.
I believe it is.
On the show today, a sad farewell. Some fisticuffs at the Spiewak compound.
Yes,
Boston, my Boston. Reunion status with Buzz Burbank. My ride. I say to all of you this week, bear with me.
Why?
With my ride for Fisher House on Saturday. You know how I get about it. You know, it's my big thing, and I want it to be successful.
I want it to be great.
And I mean, I'm saying weird stuff to Carla already. Like, if we don't get enough riders, I'm not going to be happy and all this.
Well, of course.
And you know, I really take it seriously, and it's kind of my only thing that's really all about me that I really focus on to get a charity event
For a very important cause.
The Spiewak Leesburgs are excited. Both kids are coming with me.
That's
Robert
good.
Wants to hear all you guys roll out.
Good.
I told him it's an amazing site.
Good. Well, we'll I look there. Forward to it, and it's coming up Saturday. Mm-hmm. The Ride for the House, motorcycle riders, be aware of the fact that we'll start registering people at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then 2 hours later, we roll out, and just come by and have free Cinnabon. That nothing sticks to your ribs like that Cinnabon. And then we're going to ride to Manassas, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge.
Okay. Mopar and then we
will,
or no car.
And then we will go to Old Dominion Raceway, where I believe, and this is another cool part, I haven't even mentioned this, we get to go around the track.
I think we're
able to go around the track, do a circle around the track, which should be fun. And then, what's the last stop? And then we go to the Water's Edge, where free lunch is provided.
And it's a poker run, right?
It's a poker run. You get a card, and then we're giving away like tickets to Def Leppard and Heart with VIP parking at Jiffy Lube. YouTube Live. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice prize.
And you're not limited to buy just one hand. You could buy several hands if you wanted to increase
about,
your chances.
$20 a hand for Fisher House. That's what it's all
about.
It'll
be a beautiful
day.
Did
I ever tell you about the time I did an appearance at Old Dominion Raceway?
I'm doing one coming up this summer.
They had me. It was a cake gig.
Right.
I had to do some announcements, but they did want me before the big race to walk out on the field, say a few words, and wave to the crowd.
Right.
Well, the last thing that happened before I went out were the rocket cars that blow fire behind them.
Oh, really?
My shoes melted to the pavement.
Because of the heat that
was
on there?
Yeah, and I picked it up, and it looked like I'd stepped on gum. I picked it up, there's like strings of rubber, but it was shoe.
You can spit on Old Dominion Raceway from here, but it will...
But please don't.
I think it's about, as the crow flies,
track slick.
Maybe about 2 miles away, maybe less, but depending on the wind, literally where the wind's blowing, depends on whether I can hear them. I've sat out on the deck on Saturday nights where you hear, and you can actually hear
Are you
hear
sure that's not just Mathis Avenue?
Might very well be. I'm not sure. Anyway, so got that out of the way. Nervous about the weather. Weather forecast right now, 30% chance of
thunder showers
afternoon and evening.
That's your standard summer forecast 1A.
I think we're in
mostly sunny 83. It's going to be a great day.
So, Dennis Murphy, before we continue, let's get to Dennis Murphy.
I got a message that had a wonderful suggestion regarding Dennis.
Really? I know, it's about This Week in America.
Since we got a AA ball team that supports this league, wouldn't it be great to audition him on America?
I think they've got enough things to deal with. They won't know how to handle Dennis.
Don't you think that's also part of the joy?
I know, but I don't want to throw any more monkey wrenches into that show.
Oh, yes. It would have to be a left-handed wrench,
Mike. That's a backhanded compliment.
There are enough monkey wrenches. There are enough monkey wrenches with him hosting it. So I agree. Fine.
I agree that he has a wonderful voice.
Yes,
and
you on it. Yes, yes, and you. Yes, I haven't forgotten you. And I think if we have
Dennis, he doesn't mention his name.
Dennis has said that he's going to come bearing gifts.
Uh-huh.
So the only operative thing is what day do we want Dennis here? I say Thursday because we do two on Thursday.
Oh.
We also do a little earlier on Thursday, meaning that gives him more chance to be late and screw up. Because remember, his ideal place is the opening vignette.
Yes.
I suggest Friday.
Hmm. No.
I'll take any day.
I look forward to Friday.
What about a Wednesday?
Don't ruin that for him.
I don't even think he can
ruin
a Friday.
I want all my pain on Thursday. I want to get all my pain out of the way on Thursday.
All right.
Tell Dennis he has to be here at 10:30 on Thursday morning.
Okay.
It would be better if he got here at 10, but waited in his car.
Rob is making this more difficult than it needs to be. Rob gets wound up about Dennis Murphy.
Man's a cancer.
10:30 with gifts.
You know, I got a Facebook message from him.
Really?
I think I did too.
And it was funny. It cracked me up. It was very short and sweet, but the best part was he said, I would like to thank Mike and Oscar for the invitation.
He's clear on that.
And you know what? He must really mean it. It takes him a long time to type.
So that's it. He's bringing gifts Thursday. You tell Dennis if he can't make it Thursday. And I mean, this is a one-time offer.
Okay.
If there is any problem at all, any problem, done. Okay. Not a re-invite, nothing.
Right.
He's got to be here on Thursday.
You got it.
So that should be it. So we'll have Dennis Murphy here on. I know you're looking forward to it.
It's really going to be great.
Should be special.
It's appointment radio, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I have an appointment.
Yeah, me too.
Right. Onward and onward. My weekend trip to Boston was fabulous. I had a great time up there. I saw my mom, who is as happy as a person can be, and I'm that makes me happy.
Good.
That
is good.
With all the turmoil and all the upset that I was feeling, she is so free of all the burdens of home ownership and being in her little assisted living apartment, and she's delighted, and it is home, and my sister and my sister's family made it home for her. It's fabulous. But the problem is, with going to Boston and traveling anywhere in these United States now, travel has become very, very expensive and very, very difficult. So something in 2000, due to a variety of circumstances, I never would have considered driving up to Boston.
No.
It is a 10-hour drive. I'm not going to do that. But because of airlines where they say, hey, we're going to give you $59 fare to Boston. Come on up there. Oh, did we mention you have to come back on Sunday? And that's when it's $270?
Or more.
You know?
Yeah, right.
That's how they get
my
you.
My round trip ticket, and I have to fly up because my brother's graduating next from from Harvard.
Okay.
And he...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, his
God, you have a family of overachievers.
Yeah.
His medical program, his specialty.
Of course.
Oh, Harvard. Oh, okay. Oh, Mike, it's just Harvard Medical.
It's just Harvard Medical. Jesus. Ding, ding, ding.
Might as well be VCU.
Wow.
My round trip ticket, which I... And I went to school in that area for a while, so I know what it should cost.
Where did you go to school in Boston?
Well, Dean College in Franklin, Mass.
Oh, okay.
For a couple
Franklin.
Years. All but right, I used to fly up and down all the time. Mm-hmm. And... Then it cost, and not like old fogey time, then it cost about, I think, $98 round trip.
$98 round trip was not that long ago.
Right.
Now it cost me $403.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And insane. It wasn't long ago that they had the shuttle.
Yeah, they had the shuttle where they...
Which was
well, they
reasonable
had shuttles.
And so mm-hmm. easy.
They have the... I mean, the schedule for trips
they're
to Boston
there,
from DC, their shuttle times, they're almost on the hour.
They just cost
the price.
Anywhere between $300 and $400.
Right. It's insane.
Right. How much do you think you end up spending on gas, too, with
oh,
that at $4
my
bucks a gallon?
Train is not much cheaper, and cabs, forget about it.
The train, are you ready for the train?
My rickshaw.
Okay, Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay.
That should tell you something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I happen
yeah.
to know what
That's
it is
clue.
From Wilmington, Delaware.
All right.
There's a little clue as to our trip on Friday. How far we made it. $502.
Oh, my God.
For one way.
For a train.
What?
Basically $250 each.
Wow.
To take the train.
That ain't right.
One way.
Yeah. Wow.
One way. The Acela, but it was... But it's the Acela. But the Acela is the train. You know, wait, and incidentally, train. Amtrak.
It's going
why
anyway.
The
f***?
Mike!
Do I
Mike!
Have to, why do I have to take... Your why is your fast train mm-hmm. only like for a certain you know number of trains?
Yeah, it's
why
only,
aren't they all a cell?
It's only an express train in a certain you know certain
Jesus
stretches.
Christ,
yeah,
did,
right.
you, did you go first class?
Yeah. No.
Wow.
No, that's business class, which is the whole train.
Wait a second.
Which is coach on the Acela.
You left in a car.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
How did you end up on a train?
He right. lost the car.
Here's
how much do we pay this straight man? He's fantastic.
The fight that I had
ladies
with
and gentlemen,
Carla,
Bud Abbott.
The fight that I had with Carla uh-huh. was Carol. Carol came in, and she's a friend of mine over at the Edge. She's
yes.
the music director, Carol Parker, who uh-huh. came in, and she's the music director. As sweet and wonderful and kind and nice a lady mm-hmm. as you would ever want to meet, and she pops in and says hey to us mm-hmm. Most of the days. And I, you know, go over, hey, what are you doing for
Making
the weekend?
What's going on?
I talk about what I'm doing. She goes, oh, you're driving? Oh my God! She mm-hmm. goes, take a flight. I said, Carol, I've checked the flights and coming back. It's prohibitive. We can't do this. Take a train. But she got me thinking about it again. Mm-hmm. So I right. decided I'd look at some last minute, and I was popping in some flights.
Sure.
I mean, the one thing when you live in a large city mm-hmm. and you're going to a large city, except for Boston, but you know, it's funny when you think of Boston and alternative airports. You know, well, they've got Manchester, New Hampshire, uh-huh. and they've got Providence, Rhode Island.
Now, how far you can out go of there. Town are those?
About an hour each.
Right.
Okay.
You know,
like, so that's almost, to put, dumb it down for like me,
yeah.
that's like if you had a meeting on Capitol Hill and
right.
you flew to Dulles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of the same
or Baltimore.
Thing. Or Baltimore.
Okay, BWI,
yeah.
sure.
But so you have multiple airports on one end, multiple airports on
okay.
the other.
Which is nice.
And I start, like, in the last hour of the radio show mm-hmm. on Friday, I start going, you know, and which is, for you young broadcasters out there, especially when you're yelling at everybody else in your studio to focus on the show, you might want to do that. But I've chosen... Not to focus on that.
And for the older broadcasters,
you earned that.
For the older broadcasters, going, that's surfing the internet.
That's surfing the net.
That's not trying to talk up a heart record.
I'm surfing the net. I go to my old Travelocity and instantly get them as a sponsor.
Okay.
Travelocity.
Oh, we can
I like that. So I'm checking it out and I see a couple of alternatives, just some options, but they were pricey options. But I just had in my mind that Friday, leaving at about 12:30, 1 o'clock, was going to be a nightmare all the way up
Friday,
to Boston.
Summer weekend.
Going to Boston on Friday.
And I say to Carla, I say, hey, I'm looking at some alternatives. And I hear, what are you doing? She, Carla, likes the plan. Do not divert from
She's
the plan.
She's locked in on
the
plan.
She does not like last-minute adjustments. Right. She doesn't. She gets stressed
I think
out
she's super sure. organized.
To the max. She's
she likes,
super.
Yeah.
And organized right. people yeah. don't like, I am not organized. So I'm like,
what?
Hey, we can change it in a moment's notice. Fly by the seat of my pants. I'm a radio guy.
Right.
That's
yeah.
what we do.
Ad-libbing.
We're stupid that way.
You
yeah.
said, Carla, I'm Travelocity, and instead of flying into Logan, we're going to Las Vegas. We'll send
she
a postcard to my mother.
Talked about this a little bit on the show on Friday. She goes bat-ass and starts screaming and going, oh, I don't know what's going on. Well, you always do this, and I want... I said, I'm doing this to help you because you're probably going to do the bulk of the driving. This is not going to be reasonable. But I'm like, all right, forget it. I won't do anything. We will leave. And I'm doing all these alternatives. And I keep getting back to the car because traveling in America, I'm trying to plan a getaway for the 4th of July.
Oh.
I am trying to plan a little getaway. You know, the long weekends are what I'm doing this summer, you know, except in August when all of us get our 1 week of the year. I am telling you that I'm trying to do a little and it is, it's just insane. We hear about a recession. Mm. We hear about all this. There is not an effort out there that doesn't want to shove their hands so deep in your pocket they can feel your change purse and your toes. It's just bull crap. Right. And I'm so frustrated with this, but it's the same thing with this. I go airport here to here. Uh-huh. Hey, that's good. Got to come back on Nope, not
Return
on Sunday.
Fares, screw you.
And and the thing is, everybody comes back on Sunday,
right?
Which is the you know we all have to slay the dragon.
Even more so with the radio show. You have two. That
more
you have
with the
to
radio
do.
Show. I got two. I got no. I got no flexibility.
So every time you're exploring one avenue to make something improve,
right.
You get about 75-80% thinking it's going to help,
right?
Then it stops being possible.
Absolutely,
right. You have to backtrack and start it again. So bunny trails, Mike.
It sucks. It totally sucks. And finally I say, all right, enough. We'll get in the car. You guys see me. I'm kind of frantic on Friday. We really flew out of here.
You did.
To try to beat traffic.
I had a great moment with you after the show when you said, Rob, I said, yes? He said, I need you to stand somewhere that isn't right there.
No.
I was there for that moment.
Rob in the kitchen.
So I moved.
Yeah, he did move. He did.
Pretty quick.
Yeah, we were just trying to get everything going. Anyway. So I make the decision we're going to drive. F it. I don't want to hear any more bitching. Let's go. Mm-hmm. But it's not a joyous thing. I'm going up to see the Red Sox.
It's a big chore.
I've got my kid. Oh, did I mention my kids? My daughter had a two-hour formal end of eighth grade party that she wanted to go to, and she doesn't bitch or complain about anything.
Sure.
So I feel as part-time dad, I gotta do this. And the solution, I'm gonna fly her and her sister up.
Yes. Okay.
One way, there's $240.
Yes.
Right.
One way. All right. That was actually one of the better airfares that I could have got.
Understood.
Well, but and it's one way.
But it's one way.
Yes.
And I'm flying them up. And I'm the ultimate spoiled dad. And I'm to be honest with you, the zip code is not the same as it used to be.
Yeah,
okay.
Right, yeah.
That's a big deal for me, which I really tried to convey to my daughters.
You didn't move, but the zip code changed.
It was very frustrating. You know, I conveyed that daddy doesn't have the same ability to do this like he did. Not that I spoil these kids, because I swear to God I don't.
Stop playing that sound. Mark gets all worked up.
But a ball game, a Red Sox game, you know, the tickets through a ticket broker, it's everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's everybody. There's nothing in the area of recreation or pleasure in our society that exists anymore where you don't have somebody smashing their hands into your wallet to take everything you earn.
Yeah.
Everything you earn.
They want it all.
You know, you can go to a shitty little park and lay down a blanket and eat some food, and then you might be able to do okay. But no, because you're going to have to buy the food at Whole Foods, right?
Right.
To get the nice food. You're going to have to do that. And that's going to do it. I'm nuts with money. This money, it was so incredibly
insane.
We're
all a little tight. Well, and most of us.
I think most just...
Yeah,
most of our listeners probably feel that way.
It's really something where it's gotten worse and worse and worse. And, you know, here we are hearing about all these recessionary times. Mm-hmm. Well, the entertainment industry hasn't enjoyed any kind of recession at all. They are still more, they're more expensive than they. Tickets to go to a ball game cost more money.
Concerts.
Tickets to go to a concert. Tickets to go to a show. Mm-hmm. Flying somewhere for a vacation.
I always thought we were entertaining. Why can't we do better?
I know.
Really?
Exactly.
I'll give you
we're surviving.
And it happens everywhere. When I went and picked up the meat for the grilling show, I double parked quickly to run in the butcher shop. I came out. There was a $100 ticket right on my windshield.
Yeah. Like somebody's sitting there.
Two seconds.
Waiting for that.
Yeah, I said, are
everywhere.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
$100?
$100 to because you double parked.
Yes.
For 2 seconds.
Seems reasonable.
It's crazy.
Not.
So we'll take a break. When I come back, I will tell you because the saga continues.
Oh,
we start out from Washington, D.C. Everything went very, very well. Through Baltimore,
on the road.
We were rocking and rolling. It was okay, and then I'll tell you about the rest of it, because it does actually get better. We'll be right back. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our second segment brought to you by Wait Not. RJ, pull up a microphone, my friend. I don't want to have to remind you to do that. There he goes.
Nice.
How many pounds have you lost, RJ?
28.
28 pounds.
Nice. Almost a 30. Almost
a 30. I see that look, Mike.
You look skinny.
That look means that Daddy fell off the wagon a little bit. And Daddy's going to have to make up what he did last week, this week. So you got a chance of catching me.
Yeah,
I might catch up. I was down 34 pounds, about 35 pounds, down about 31 pounds now because I gained some weight on the weekend. And now I'm home stretching it, man. No more fun on the weekends for me because I hop right back on the weight not bandwagon, and I am ready to go. And I can't tell you, the energy level, I don't know if you've seen it yet, RJ, because it took me about 2.5 weeks, to be honest, on the Weight Not program, the Healthy Rapid Weight Loss program, to really experience what they talk about, which is this newfound energy, which I have on the morning show and I have when I come in here.
We've noticed it.
And it's just different. My life has changed in that regard. And I love the weight loss, don't get me wrong, but I am so grateful for feeling better, for sleeping better, for enjoying that. And I'll tell you something, my friend, the weight is flying off of you.
Yes,
well,
it is.
I will tell
we can
you,
see it.
I'm not feeling wonderful during the day. I still feel a little weaker.
You'll feel a bit.
I'm getting better, though. I am getting better. This is only 2 weeks
You started later than Mike did.
Yes. Yeah. But one thing that I did notice, I'm sleeping longer periods now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's better. It improves your sleep.
And that will help your weight loss.
Several nights in a row now, 5 hours of contiguous sleep. That's wonderful.
Or continuous.
continuous.
Well, they're different.
Explain it to them. Let's do a grammar lesson.
Uh-oh.
I think for the Latin American members of our crew, we need to occasionally teach.
Contiguous is actually physically touching, I believe. Like contiguous states, contiguous continents. Right. Continuous would mean without a break time-wise.
Like a human centipede.
Exactly.
Thank you, Oscar.
Contiguous ass to
a great film.
Glad we've brought science in.
Buzz is a man of science.
I'm here to tell you, it's Weight Not. It's 855-934-4486. WeightNot.com if you want more information on this. That, to me, is almost, because I love the weight loss. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to take that priority.
Right.
But I love the feeling of energy that I have with this program. Question. And I feel so damn good.
You mentioned improved sleep. Has your sleep apnea improved?
The weight loss comes off.
Because I know that that's all fat people have.
That's pure weight. Because you're sitting there and you're fat is going like that. It is rapid, healthy weight loss. Mm-hmm. You don't hear those words mentioned a lot. Rapid, healthy weight loss. If you want to lose this weight, if you've tried all the other programs, and if you want to do it in a healthy way, I am so delighted with this. It is 855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or weightnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. And Mr. Diaz, you have kicked me in the ass. I am ready for the real kick now. I'm ready for my second month kick.
I was going to say, Mike, he's going to pass you about noontime on Thursday.
I think he is.
And a lot of our listeners are signing up as well.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Lots of great feedback.
Yeah. Well, we know based on our T-shirt sales that we have certainly a lot of people out there in need of it.
Mm-hmm. And after you have your healthy, rapid weight loss, there is no shame in coming back
and
rebuying the same shirt in a smaller size.
Exactly, Rob.
After we are done, and there is the end of this. I mean, I know that I've got about 90 pounds that I want to take off me, and I got 60 more pounds to go. I will tell you this, Rob. I'm going to work on you because, Rob, as much as you and I have done all the same programs, a lot of them together.
Yes, that's true.
What you really would love about this is the way I feel, and that is, that's beyond the weight loss.
Come let me feel you.
It's so cool to feel the energy without anything stimulating me. I don't have any caffeine. I don't have any coffee.
Right.
This is real.
I got no problem doing sloppy thirds.
I was coming out.
I've heard that.
Hey. And I just say this before we move on, because we went to the ball game, okay? We went to the ball game, and I'll never forget. It was maybe a year ago or a year before that, but I think it might have been last year. We went to the ball game, and I was there with my niece's husband and my brother-in-law, who liked to bust balls about Fat Mike, ha-ha. And, you know, I roll with the punches, and I make jokes about it. But I remember I was, like, dragging my ass, following them into Fenway, and we were just walking. We were just walking.
Tired, regular pace.
And I was just dragging. I think I had a bad knee or something. I was dragging, and I said, hey, I hurt my... it was my Achilles. I had a bad Achilles.
I remember I'm sorry.
Gave me a little crap, and I remember, and now I got Carla and my 15-year-old, my 13-year-old daughter. I said, come on, guys, I want to make it home. So we beat the traffic, and I ran from Fenway Park to the parking garage where the car was.
Very nice. Wow. Congratulations.
It just feels great. I'm so excited.
You're going to have less back trouble, too.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. You know, skinny people have that, too, but I'll find out.
Yeah.
Long way to go.
It will definitely help.
Can we quickly rewind how you got to the stadium? How did you get to Boston finally?
We leave here.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And this is 12:30, quarter one on a Friday.
Yeah.
By car.
Get rolling, make it through D.C. Actually, quite trouble free.
Nice.
D.C., which you know, everybody knows.
Hit or miss.
Well, Friday can be. You can deal with D.C.
Did
where,
you go
where,
through the city?
No, we actually went around the Beltway.
Okay.
Friday people in D.C. sometimes can roll out at like 11 in the morning.
Right. They take
That's off. That's really what they do. Yeah. It's a weird town that way.
It is.
We get through Baltimore, okay. Hmm. Get to Wilmington, and we hit on 95, four lanes going 6 miles an hour.
Oh, that's not
four, almost 7 miles. It is unmanageable. And I'm like, I get out my iPhone and I go to Amtrak right away. Yes. I said, I know there's a train station. I remembered, Rob, from when we did all those train trips, that the Acela does stop in Wilmington. It's not an express through Wilmington.
Right.
I say, F it. I have a little argument with Carla, but even she at this point is going, let's check it out. We go to Wilmington. We pull the car into the garage. I say, I'll deal with the effing rent-a-car at the end of the line.
Right.
Let's see what happens. Let's pull it in there. And they have six seats left on the Acela that leaves at 4:15 from Wilmington and gets into Boston at 9:40.
Oh. Very nice.
We get on the train. We open up. Remember that little promise I made a while back about Mr. O'Meara was going to hop on the wagon?
On the wagon.
All the trouble
you
has caused in my life. Yes. Guilty.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Mike, when you made that statement, I remember that evening I read by the light of the asterisk that you put at the end of that statement.
Does not apply to train travel.
How'd that work out for me? Nice job, Mike. Way to stay on that wagon, Alky. But we got on the train. I immediately was in a peaceful place.
Yeah,
it was fine. There's something about train travel in the United States.
Love it. We all love
especially
it.
Especially the sellout.
It is just pleasant.
It's fun. You relax.
You know, you can relax and do it. And I didn't even have any of this stuff.
Right.
The only thing I would tell you is everybody on the train, take a look at Mark Ronick if you can see him right now.
Okay.
Do we have him? He's not on. I'm going to move the camera.
Okay.
Take a look at Mark Ronick.
This is everybody on the Acela.
There's Mark Ronick. Do we got him in the frame?
He's there. Yeah.
That's Mark Ronick.
Yeah.
That's what everybody looks like, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it's because they're on Wi-Fi.
On the Acela.
Jewish?
That's the thing.
No.
Yes.
Hip. Handsome.
Oh.
We have
cute. Trapped in a loveless marriage.
I know I sound like an old fart here. We have lost our humanity, folks. We have lost our humanity. There is no more interaction between anyone at all. Remember that train?
Yeah.
Not 10 years ago.
Very different.
That train would have been, you have a little conversation with somebody. Maybe somebody's having a few toddies.
I'm sorry, what? I was texting?
Yeah, there you go. Everybody is literally connected to their wireless device.
You had your good woman to talk to.
That's the good woman.
All you needed.
Had the good woman, and I had the. You know what I had?
What?
I had a big, big picture window to look out and watch the countryside. Probably one of the prettiest. I think next to some of that stuff they do out in the Rockies and all that. Mm-hmm. You go up the Connecticut shoreline, you see some of the harbors at sunset. It was.
See, I've never been past New York.
I hadn't either, so it was brand new to me.
That had to be a pretty and nice day for
it. Oh, it was a beautiful day for it, and got a little log jammed, a little sluggish, about 10 minutes late getting into Boston,
but
it was great. And then at the end of that leg, okay, hello, Avis. Or I should say, hello, Avis.
Uh-oh.
Rocky Road.
If you don't book ahead of time, you're effed.
I did book ahead of time. I actually called American Express.
Uh-huh.
I got this travel service that I use. The American Express. They take care of it.
Okay.
And then they said, yeah, your car will be waiting for it. I said, yeah, I'm a member of that Wizard Club or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
Car will be waiting.
A wizard?
Wizard!
Wizard!
Wizards are everywhere.
And
very frequent in movies.
The only glitch in this is that I'm going to arrive at South Station in Boston.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to have to take a cab for 2 miles to Logan Airport. Well, it was 2 miles to the letter. It was 2 miles in.
Yeah.
And it was $120 in the cab. No.
Yeah.
God.
It was an expensive cab ride. You talk about everybody in your pocket.
Sure.
It's ludicrous. And it was 20.
Is the town of Boston still tore up because of the
town of Boston? Town of Boston ought to be, you know, really. What they ought to do is they ought to blow it up and start over again.
Didn't they do the big dig?
The big dig is done.
Yes.
And so basically,
10 years later,
you know, all 20. 30 different turns and twists and everything, but they're all underground now.
Right.
They took the cluster F that is above ground and they moved it underground.
Yeah, where it's done.
That's what it is. So Logan Airport, I will this would be my cab ride, 2 miles, mind you, from South Station in Boston to Logan Airport, where I'm going to pick up my rental car.
Through the Ted Williams Tunnel.
Through the Ted Williams Tunnel.
And it's free of polyps.
Let's go around a circle. 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 And we get there.
Big Ben Parliament.
So
Big
I get
Ben
there.
Parliament.
Drops me off. We pull into the Avis lot near Logan Airport,
yeah,
which was designed by Charlie. By Charlie's throwing a snowball. We pull in there. I'm starting to. First of all, I'm looking at the tariff on the cab, which I do. It's a terrible habit of mine. Yeah. I look at it with every increment that it's going up, and I'm like, this guy, just get us out. And he pulls in to the Avis lot, and then goes, duh, and stops. And the car is moving faster than RJ, but not much.
Okay.
And it's moving at this speed. I'm like, just get us. Where is the thing? And there are guys washing cars, and their cars being dropped off. And I get out, and I said, just stop here. We're going to get out here. We're fine. Thank you. How much do we owe you? Then I asked the guy from Avis. I said, where is the Avis Preferred, where the cars are just sitting there with the keys in them? And you give the guy the ticket, and you go. Uh-huh. And he goes, and points like this. This hand kind of waves.
A sweeping gesture.
The sweeping gesture about across 500 yards. It goes, well, that's I said, not thank helpful. You very much. And I go to the preferred section to find the car. Uh-huh. They got a big board where they put the names up. And I go to the N's. And then I go right to the P's. Uh-huh. And there ain't no
nothing
N-O.
In between.
The O ain't there. And I said, I say to another guy, is there a regular counter? Pointing is really big. Mm-hmm. He points, and I walk back in, and of course, there are two people in front of me, all with questions.
Of course.
And what is it about the really elderly, where you just can't do what you have to do? You have to ask your million and one questions.
The art of the deal.
You know, by the time I'm that
like, where's John Adams' house located at?
By the time I'm that old, I'm not going to ask questions, because time will be too precious.
Right. Bingo. Right.
I want to move on. You have years.
Bingo.
You should be the one asking questions.
Right. And so I get up to the counter, finally, I said, hey, I have a reservation. She has the reservation. Bam. It's in my hand. Mm-hmm. You know why it was in my hand quickly?
Why?
Because this was the reservation that was supposed to be taken out and put in my car with the key in it, and I was supposed to be up on the board.
Right.
But she didn't do it because she was incompetent.
Did she have a Boston accent?
No.
You would have liked that.
Pakistani?
No. Nope.
Was she from out of town?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Can you tell
me? I'm waiting.
What genre of person is she?
I'll just entertain guesses.
Spanish?
Oriental?
Latino.
Maybe she was confused.
Yeah, she was confused.
Did you ask for
she was born? Especially when she told me I could drop the car off in Wilmington and gave me the address for Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh, uh-oh, man.
Wow. Bitch.
Did she call it L reservation?
So
when did you find out?
And I mean, you know how Rob remembers very vividly, so does Buzz, how Mike is at the end of a long journey.
Oh, tired.
I'm always at my absolute best.
Well, there's actually two mics. One is fried, lack of patience.
Right.
Really, nothing can go right.
Right.
The other is crawling around an airport.
I know.
But I know you weren't drinking that much.
No, I had two beers on
this
one.
Okay,
this is the out of the train ride.
Which one was it in Iowa? Which mic was it?
I think we saw all of the mics in Iowa.
Yeah. I get there, and there's an elderly person that is in a Chevy Impala in front of me talking to the Caribbean security guard who is checking the Avis ticket.
What can go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
Hello, thank you.
11 minutes, Buzz.
Thank you for
11 minutes could go wrong. Well,
thank you and for coming through Caribbean security.
I take the heel of my hand I lean on the horn and I don't take it off.
Wow.
I am so pissed off right now.
You're not
and
happy.
I lean out and I go, come on! And Carla's like, Carla's going, stop it.
Sinking.
Stop it, my God. Stop it.
You actually,
they both turn around and you know what was amazing?
What?
They moved along after that.
You,
sometimes you have to instill a sense of urgency in the far north.
And then so I get up to the guy. Jeffrey Holder apologizes for the
the colonel.
Really sorry. I'm really sorry. Hey, roti. And I'm on my way. And I swear to God, I am so
pissed
off.
You're losing daylight.
But we zip home. Yeah. We zip home. The nav works. Everything. Oh, did I mention I ordered a nav when I booked the car?
Well,
and of course,
smart.
I didn't have it in the car. I had to go back and get it again to the dummies counter.
Well, they were ready for nothing.
But that's
man.
When she gave me the Wilmington, North Carolina address to drop the car off in Wilmington, North Carolina.
That seems out of the way.
Right. I'd like to say hi to Hertz. Let's get them as a client.
Okay.
Thank
did
you.
You did you realize she gave you the North Carolina address when you passed your house when you were driving down?
No. That's good, though. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, my God. I got a headache. No,
well,
I'm fine. Breathe deep. So that was the difficult part of the journey. And then it was bliss.
What
the
time
hotel,
did you get to your destination?
You know, I mean, if I'm going to slam people, I got to give people props. Mm-hmm. Is it called Homewood Suites?
Yes.
By Hilton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
Homewood?
I believe Homewood Suites
is Homewood.
I think, you know, it's a motel. It's not kill anybody.
It is,
it's a motel. It's
a kitchenette.
It's the best motel I've ever seen.
Good to hear.
It's got everything you need.
Let's get them as a sponsor.
They're terrific.
Yeah. Yes.
They really were amazing. I mean, it was so nice.
I stayed in the Homewood Suites for a month.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're perfect. Nice. I love it. Everything was great. Everything was nice about it. Wake up in the morning. This is when stuff starts to really go
now,
well.
One second. How long from portal to portal, as Big Daddy used to say, from when you left here, how many hours to check in at your Homewood Suites?
I think we walked in at 11:30.
And you know what? In absence of traffic and a perfect drive, you couldn't do much better
than
that.
I was fine with
it.
That's
look
pretty
at,
amazing.
You had an adventure,
yeah.
But you know, if you take it just as time, you did okay.
When you're coming out of Newark, you know how, guys, you can see almost everything. You can see highways, you can planes, trains, automobiles. Right. And I believe I was looking at the ramp leading over towards the GW Bridge, and I was looking at about 3 miles of traffic that was completely stopped.
Right, right.
So I think we did the right thing. You know, I'll figure out how to pay for it. Might be embezzling more from the show, but that's all right.
No,
you guys will all get your regular show's checks. It should be fine. I am so delighted to get home. And Saturday morning, I wake up, and we have forgotten a charger for the phone.
Oh, dear.
And we both, believe it or not, because in our zeal to get out of here, forgot toothbrushes. So I'm off to the local...
Kiss me!
7 a.m., I'm off to the local CVS. Mm-hmm. It's about 2 miles away. So the guy gives me directions to get there. As I'm driving, I have no idea where my mom's place is. I know I'm in the town, but I have no idea.
Okay, all right.
As I'm driving to the CVS, I see this teeny little tiny sign. On the way, I pass by the sign that says, up this road is her joint, where he lives.
Right.
So leisure camp. Where she lives, so the leisure camp. So I go into the CVS, and I walk up, and there's a little blue-haired lady behind the counter. I said, I'm looking for a charger for the phone. She goes, I think it's over on this aisle. Come with me. And I just stopped for a second. I said, hold on a second. I'm from Northern Virginia. Are you an employee at a drugstore and you're walking me?
Helping me?
Wow. You're walking me to the location of the item I'm looking for? No. Yeah. This can't be.
Like
and I
dream.
Fell on my knees and began to sob. I got no idea. But it was just the start. You ever have a vibe where a little thing happens to you, and you just say,
"It's going to be a good."
It's just going to be a good day.
So you went from the Avis Wave, it's over there somewhere,
right,
to a lady actually taking you to what you were looking for,
and could not have been more. I got a hello, dear, one of those deals, and I'm sitting there, and
she
had what
ass?
I needed, and I know she didn't grab my ass.
I mean, that
would
be
have
a
liked
perfect
it, though.
Day, right?
But after this, I decide I'll give Mamo a call at 7:30. Phone rings, half a ring. Hello, I said, "You're up." Yeah, I said, you want some company? I'm in the neighborhood. Got a little quiet time with Mamo all by myself
nice.
Before, because we were going to meet her for dinner
before
that night,
chaos.
Which I felt like crap about because I didn't want to wait all day.
Meanwhile, Carla's at home with the worst breath she's ever had. Moss is growing on her teeth. Where is my husband?
You were there.
Yes.
And a dying phone battery.
But I have a quick
no
little
way to
visit.
Call you.
I have a quick little visit with Mamo. The only weird thing about the visit with Mamo is I didn't know what where the main entrance to her apartment building was. And as I walked by, there's this dude, not an elderly guy, sitting on the stoop, got a ponytail, about 40-ish, 45-ish.
God, it could be me.
And I said, can you tell me where the main entrance is to this location?
Uh-huh.
And he said, yeah, the place is a real maze.
Oh, dear.
So he's in there for some kind of assistance.
I said,
perhaps not age-related.
I don't know what it is. I mean, no, we bumped into him later, and I believe the son of one of the guys that's working down there.
It turns out he's the director of the complex.
It was weird.
God, this is a maze.
I didn't get to anything. Can your Jabril thing wait till tomorrow?
Of course.
Okay, let me just button this up. So I meet with her. Then I got to go to Logan and pick up the girls. I am
Has
standing.
Carla brushed your teeth yet?
No, I swung by.
Good.
Dropped off the toothbrushes for Carla. Carla's going to stay at the hotel. I'm going back 35 minutes into Logan.
Oh, okay. Bad drive.
And then I'm going to drive 35 minutes back out to Carla because
that's bad duty,
certain
Mike.
People have to have their me time. I was going to give Carla her me time. She drove the whole way.
We all need our me time.
I was cool, but even on the train, it was cool. Uh-huh. And she was going to be happier, and I don't mind it.
Right.
At this pick up the kids, get to Logan Airport.
Uh-huh.
I'm standing in line to ask about getting a gate pass so I can meet him at the gate.
It's very nice
and
of you.
At that point, the person behind the counter says, you know, by the time you get through security, the plane already has landed. I said, oh, it's landed. It's here. If you go over to this area where baggage claim is, they're going to come right down those stairs. They directed me perfectly.
Hey.
The kids are coming down the stairs.
Perfect.
I get a text from the ex. Are they okay? I said, they're within 2 minutes of a hug.
No, they're not.
All set. And we're off. Uh-huh. And the good part begins. It starts. We go.
Was that
we
the
hang
best
out.
Airport pickup of your life? Because an airport pickup
amazing.
Can be a disaster.
It was amazing. And I was freaked out because
I bet.
Little angels
they're,
traveling.
They're still kids to you.
The unflappable kids. And first thing I said to Elizabeth as I'm standing over here, little the edge of me was still alive as I looked down. I said, was it worth it?
No.
I wanted to know
tears.
If her dance was
well,
okay.
Sure, sure.
Was this the first time they have
what's
flown?
That? Go ahead. Oh, siren.
Yay.
Thank you. I don't know if that'll pick up on the microphone.
I think it did.
Mike, was this the first time they have flown alone?
Yes.
Ah.
First time for both of them. And they were cool. And
love
Catherine's
that movie.
Being 15, mm-hmm. soon to be 16, being as cool as she can. You know, Dad, it wasn't that big
yeah,
a deal.
Right.
Catherine said something to me like, Dad, if you can read, you can find your way around
it's
an
a
airport.
Bus with
okay.
wings.
Yeah. I forgot you're at the age where everything is just
no
bad.
Big
did she have the little black baby with her?
No. Hey, incidentally.
She gave that up.
Hey, a little round of applause. You know, it's the end of the school year.
Uh-huh.
Here's to my little daughter, A in child development.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
She can be a good mother. All right. I'm very happy
well,
about
if you
that.
Can read.
God, I'm trying to jam all this in. Anyway, to make a long story short, the rest of the day we went to a ball game, left in the eighth inning because there was a 4-run Boston lead, realize that we were leaving at the halfway mark of the game when Jonathan Papelbon came in and blew the save, and the game went, are you ready for this, 15 innings.
No kidding.
We left Fenway Park, got in the rental car, drove back to the hotel. I watched the Red Sox retie the game in the 10th inning, and then by the time we get to my mom's house, we are sitting waiting to go out to dinner with my mom when they win the game.
Wow.
That's good.
In the bottom of the 15th.
Wow, it's good that they won.
Weird.
Is that too much baseball for you? If you could have stayed, would you have
stayed? If you had stayed.
I would have. You know what? That's an interesting question.
It is.
That's a question of you want to be there for the big win.
Yes.
You want to be there for the thrill. But, I mean,
but
two-thirds,
it's a long haul.
Two-thirds of Fenway Park was empty because the Bruins were playing in the Stanley Cup Final that night.
Oh,
so
yeah.
it was nuts, but... That didn't bother me because we had great seats at the game.
Did you find yourself
high.
Fitting better in the seat now that there's 30 pounds less of you?
Rob, I think we were in better seats. Fenway's got some seats.
I bet, Mike, your weight loss had something to do with
but
it.
But I think Fenway's got some seats that I've sat in where they angle them a little bit, and you are jammed in there. And we were up high, and one of the deals they said is that you've got more room up there, and it was great. It was a great time. A little cold, a little chilly, but man,
better that than
fabulous.
Hot. Cool. Better that than hot.
And then, real quick, because I said this on the edge this morning, on the way back the next morning, we leave at about 5:45, and I just fall asleep. I immediately said, I can't do this. I pull over. Carlos starts driving. 2.5 hours from Boston to the GW Bridge. I don't know what she was doing.
She cut through backyards or something?
I don't know what she was doing, but she got us there. Wow. And if you ever need somebody to drive you up to Boston, you might want to have Carla do the duty. I do not know what happened. I said, you're kidding me. We're at the GW Bridge, and it was incredible.
Magic.
We made phenomenal time until, of course, we got to Northern Virginia.
Of course.
And then all bets are off.
Oh, I know.
Because it's Sunday in Northern Virginia, and, of course, Sunday means...
Sunday fun day.
What. Anyway, we will take a break. We will come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault.
Yay.
And everything that I wanted to get to today on the show, including a tender farewell, we'll have to wait till tomorrow.
Oh,
and
no.
Bear with me with that, and we'll be right back.
Join me. Don't start a love tree.
Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the Ride for the House Poker Run. And I'm sorry for all that yakking, but I had a lot to cover.
Great story.
Presented by Patriot Harley-Davidson, a benefit for Fisher House this Saturday. Registration at 8 a.m. at Patriot in Fairfax. Get free Cinnabons while they last. Mm-hmm. It ends at the water's edge at Woodbridge with free lunch and soft drinks. It's the Ride for the House Poker Run Saturday from Patriot Harley-Davidson to benefit Fisher House. Click their ad on our website. The other moment that I have right before, during the game, we're sitting there outside of Fenway and Catherine, in her coolness, says, hey, I think there's somebody signing autographs over there. And I look over and I see a guy. He's got a white Fu Manchu. He's a brother.
Huh.
He's got a white Fu Manchu. And I'm like, what's going on there?
White
and
Fu Manchu.
It was Louis Tiant. El Tiante. One of my, I mean, there are five Red Sox players that I would get excited about. Louis Tiant was there, and we got a picture with my girls and my
wife. Good.
Oh, that is cool.
Tiante, nice. And that will be gracing his signed jersey that I also have.
Ooh.
A good weekend. Yeah, that's where the good was. A lot of great moments like that. It was just amazing.
Always so worth it.
Good to be back home. Let's open the audio vault up for June 6, 2011. And sorry for flapping my gums. I just had to get it all off my chest.
Mike, it's all good.
It's all good.
Thank you for
I want to hear about story. Jabril punching Robert.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah.
We had ourselves quite a Saturday. We really did.
Tomorrow, that's the headline, Jabril punching Robert.
And it ended up with me and the Chinaman. It was a great day.
And the only thing for you, Oscar, that I always have to ask now in your current...
Yes,
hook up with anybody this weekend?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I know you did start another relationship back up with Jack and Coke.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Good.
Yeah, I think that's a weird
standard Monday question for us. Hook up with anybody?
Please, Goose every and Water week. Has done me wrong.
Oh, really?
Sorry to hear that.
That'll kill you.
Someone might have lost a brand new pair of sunglasses.
Oh, no.
God.
Really? That is the worst feeling in the world.
That's funny.
I don't even have a new phone yet, so it's a phone.
Still has the old phone. All right, Jesus. It was a big weekend for audio, and I'm guessing what they thought would probably have gone better, the Bill Maher Show booked Larry King.
Oh, my God.
And Larry King's first thing out of the shoot is to complain about the temperature of the studio, because really...
He's an old man,
and it's not about being on one of the hottest shows on HBO.
Right.
It's about the fact that he's cold.
He's cold.
He's cold, Mike. Yeah,
and, you know, this guy, the TV legend whose new book is Truth Be Told, off the record about favorite guests, memorable moments, funniest jokes, and a half century of asking questions. My friend, what a kick to have you here. Larry King!
Warm welcome.
Turning the tables on you, Larry King.
Finally.
Tuscaloosa, your call.
By the way,
yes.
The air conditioning in here.
Yeah?
Who planned this?
Why? Are you cold?
Am I cold? Throw a log on it. This is freezing, Bill.
That's what Anthony Weiner said. Could we get Larry King a shawl, please? I want Mr. King to be perfectly happy throughout.
It's all right.
That makes the audience giggle. You know that. Every television show keeps the place very cold. You know what happens when the place is too warm? People sit there like this.
Oh, that's deliberate.
Right.
Well, Letterman is 38 way, degrees. What's the
that's
degree
right.
in here?
I don't know.
What's the degree in here? Hey, it's cold, right?
And you know, I mean, he does his shtick. Larry is kind of going for the funny, but he's so curmudgeon-y that he doesn't do it very well.
Well, he goes for the funny, but in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I know.
And not the place to go for the funny.
Exactly.
Hey, what's the degree in here?
And Bill Maher, who is, I really think, I've watched that show enough now to know that I think about every third show, Bill Maher does the show so stoned that he is out of it. He completely gets out of it. If you watch Bill Maher, who I have a lot of respect for, there are certain shows he does. You know, would you watch it as much as I do, Buzz, right? Wouldn't you say that there's always one, like every once in a while, it's just...
Glassy-eyed.
He's just not quite on his game.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if that's it or not. I don't know if he looks stoned or not. I know there are some times where he's on a different frequency than everybody else.
Everybody, right?
That's
like
what
everybody
I,
on
that's
the
what
show.
I notice,
when he
yeah.
notices that, Buzz, yeah. are you on the same frequencies?
I'm up and down the dial.
THC.
We referenced this subtly in the opening vignette today. Sarah Palin's history.
This woman confuses and scares the crap out of me.
And she should, because she, like Mike, was in Boston this past weekend and went to the church. What's it called? The First Church?
I don't know. I didn't see the news story, so I don't know where she went.
Where Paul Revere his famous ride.
Yeah,
And this
North Church.
Yeah. This is her version of Paul Revere. Now, granted, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that happened with Paul Revere, but we all know since first grade, he rode through the streets saying, "The British are coming.
The British are coming.
The midnight ride of Paul Revere. Right.
So we could be prepared for the attack.
And it's a nursery rhyme.
May I add just quickly?
Yeah.
If you're going on a tour of all these historic,
sites.
amazing, really, if this is what your bread and butter is going to be about, it's not political.
Do
it's just
reading.
About showing everybody what history is all about, reminding everybody how important history is.
Right.
You should know every effing detail of the locations you're going to and what type of...
And
What type of details you need to know?
Yeah, and to be able to articulate it properly.
This is her version of Paul Revere.
Yeah. He who warned the
the British that they weren't going to be taking away our arms by ringing those bells and making sure as he's riding his horse through town to send those warning shots and bells that we were going to be secure and we were going to be free.
Wow.
All right, wait a minute. Wait, the opening statement.
Right.
Warn the bridges you're not going to be taking our arms.
Right, we got to get that the Second Amendment pitch in there. Yeah.
But she has developed
and the
into,
ringing of bells.
Uh-huh. She drops the consonant, the ringing.
Ringing of bells.
When she starts dropping the consonants, you know she's doing that spin. But she does it in such a way where she's got the BS ready almost before she's going to get questioned on it.
But I always feel that when she talks like that, she's hearing that answer at the same time we are.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
well, that's the problem.
Yeah, someone on our team should have been like, this is the significance,
right.
And this is what happened.
Now, I didn't think that conservatives would come back and try to defend what she said, but they have.
Oh, and I have heard
that. Do you have that?
She came on the Fox News, which is a great
this
TV
is
channel.
Even right. more... confusing to me. Uh-huh. And this is where you have to break out the fine-tooth comb.
All right.
And you need to have a history lesson.
Mm-hmm.
We have all heard the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. And the story that we know from grade school is that Paul Revere rode his horse through the streets warning that the British were coming.
The colonists. And that the colonists.
Warning the colonists that the British were coming.
Right.
Saying that they'd prepare for a fight.
Right.
My eighth grader, when I was preparing this audio yesterday, he said... Not eighth grader, 8 year old, mm-hmm. Robert, eight. He said, Dad, that's wrong.
Right.
Yeah. I said, yeah, it is wrong. Buddy.
Now, Chris Wallace calls her on it, right?
This is from Fox News, and she defends herself, and she uses one of her favorite things when she's put upon. She says, being asked about Paul Revere, Mike, was a gotcha question.
Oh, my God. When she's standing at the North Church.
When she's at the North Church. But right. Here's how she spins it. Mm-hmm. And if you were confused before, buckle in.
You realize that you messed up about Paul Revere, don't you?
You know what? I didn't mess up about Paul Revere. Here's what Paul Revere did. He warned the Americans that the British were coming. The British were coming, and they were going to try to take our arms. So we got to make sure that we were protecting ourselves and shoring up all of our ammunition and our firearms so that they couldn't take it. But remember that the British had already been there, many soldiers, for 7 years in that area. And part of Paul Revere's ride, and it wasn't just one ride, he was a courier, he was a messenger. Part of his ride was to warn the British that were already there that, hey, you're not going to succeed. You're not going to take American arms. You are not going to beat our own well-armed persons, individual private militia that we have. He did warn the British. And in a shout-out, gotcha type of question that was asked of me,
gotcha.
I answered candidly, and I know my American history.
Hey, dude, I'm sorry, Rob, you're going to be busy today.
Huh.
Hey, you. Really? Come on. Just own it once in your life, Sarah.
Right.
Own it. What? Yeah, he was going to warn the British, too, by saying the British are coming, the British are coming.
The biggest problem here is the fact that she stutter-stepped her way through this. The truth of the matter is that he rode through town warning the colonists that the British were coming, and then Paul Revere was captured by the British and warned the British that the Americans were well-armed and ready to kick their asses. Now, the British were not here to take our weapons, a comparison to Barack Obama, no doubt, any more than any other enemy soldier would. They were here to kill us. They were here to shoot us. And that's what that was about.
So the only warning occurred to the British after he was captured.
Later that night.
So he didn't ride through
to warn
warning
the British.
The British.
That part is wrong.
The ride we need to know
dead
about
wrong.
Is the one
incredibly wrong.
Right.
All right. Well, here's something. You said dead wrong. Let's move on, Mike.
All right, very good.
To the passing of 6'7" actor James Arness, who we lost this week.
He was 6'7"?
Yeah, and another fact I didn't know, Gunsmoke ran from 1955 to 1975, 635 hours of broadcast programming.
Right. Man, oh man, Miss Kitty.
And of course, Peter Graves' brother. James Arness.
Was he Peter Graves' brother?
And if you listen to him talk, you can hear it. But the one thing that I was surprised, I maybe knew this, but I'd forgotten it. They wanted John Wayne to play Marshall Dillon. And John Wayne said, no, I do movies, but I know this guy. I've done a movie with him. His name is James Arness. Use him. But he said, I appreciate the fact that you asked me. The first episode of Gunsmoke was introduced by John Wayne.
Okay.
And I have that tape for you.
Oh, let's listen.
Wow. Good evening. My name's Wayne. Some of you may have seen me before. I hope so. I've been kicking around Hollywood a long time. I've made a lot of pictures out here, all kinds. And some of them have been westerns. And that's what I'm here to tell you about tonight, a western. A new television show called Gunsmoke. No, I'm not in it. I wish I were, though, because I think it's the best thing of its kind that's come along. I hope you'll agree with me. It's honest, it's adult, it's realistic. When I first heard about the show Gunsmoke, I knew there was only one man to play in it, James Arness. He's a young fella and maybe new to some of you, but I've worked with him and I predict he'll be a big star. So you might as well get used to him, like you've had to get used to me. And now I'm proud to present my friend Jim Arness in Gunsmoke.
You would
nice.
That's so cool. You would never have that today.
No.
No, I mean, you're looking at really one of the top three stars of that time, one of the top 10 stars of all time.
Pretty amazing.
Almost ensuring that the show would be a hit because he's John Wayne. I mean, Wayne was so adored.
Who would ever do that these days?
I don't
in
think
modern cinema.
I really don't think you'd ever see it.
I don't
happen.
Think you could. I
very
don't think
cool.
You could.
There's something really sweet about
almost
that.
Almost everybody from the show is dead now, except for the blacksmith Burt Reynolds, right?
Well, I believe that's about right. Yeah.
Burt Reynolds was the blacksmith?
He was in the early
and
days.
Later on.
Yeah, very cool.
All right, two more before we close here. Another Save Home, Jack Kevorkian. They asked Jack Kevorkian before he died, because afterwards the interview would have been way too one-sided. They asked him, what's it going to be like when you die? And this was his answer.
When Jack Kevorkian dies, you're not going anywhere. It's done. You're dead, right?
Yeah, you're going into the ground, and you're going to stink for a while, then you're going to go into the ground.
How do you want to be remembered?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. When I'm dead, nothing matters.
And there you go. And so I would like to close.
Hope not.
Well, I close with, I thought, the best Kevorkian joke I heard all weekend.
Oh, good.
We end, as we opened with, we end with Mr. Bill Maher.
All right. And finally, I don't usually mention people passing, but a friend of mine, a guy who I had a lot of respect for, Jack Kevorkian, Dr. Kevorkian died yesterday in the hospital of liver and heart ailments. His final words were, "Do I have to do everything myself?"
That, Mike, that is your magic audio.
Nice.
We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Buzz and the News right here. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. We're hustling because of my big mouth. Let's get Buzz in here and get
God,
our
he talks.
Monday news. Take it away,
blah,
Buzz.
Blah, blah,
blah. Blah, blah, blah. Ramble.
We're brought to you today by the Man Grate. Don't disappoint Dad this year. Get him steakhouse quality grilling at home with 100% cast iron Man Grates. Grilled food of all kinds, even snake, never tasted so good. Professionally prepared on a Man Grate.
I wouldn't go that far.
Flare-ups or dry meat, Kangaroo. Get the 1999 Father's Day special and a kick-ass grill brush.
Just quick. You know, I was watching Robert on the internet this week, and it turns out the only thing that you can find on the internet anymore is porno and how to build a bomb.
Right.
Well, wouldn't you know, Robert built a bomb.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
oh,
and I've got this live explosive in my kitchen. And
it's incredible.
It's so tricky.
What do you do?
So
you do?
Tricky to defuse it.
Did you?
Luckily, I had the Man Grate grill brush.
Right.
And it made defusing the bomb a snap.
Defusing the bomb a snap.
So what you need to do.
I can't say it either.
What you need to do is.
Defusing the bomb a snap.
The delicious food is great,
right?
But if you fear for your safety,
yes,
buy the Man Grate grill brush.
The grill brush,
and never look back.
Thank you very much.
$19.99 for the Man Grate and the brush. Hit the Man Grate banner on our webpage today for your dad or yourself. Get Man Grate.
It's going to the well, huh?
Jesus Christ!
Give me a fusing bomb.
All right.
So far, Barack Obama's toughest competition on Election Day 2012 is Barack Obama. The economy being what it is today, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum announced he'll be running on the Republican ticket. Santorum says he's in it to win it. He's in it with 2% in the polls compared to Mitt Romney's 19%. Ron Paul is at 13, Sarah Palin at 15. Yesterday, Palin said if she were president, she would drastically cut federal spending to keep the country out of bankruptcy. But as she travels the country in her painted-up bus, Palin hasn't said what she would cut, or even if she's actually running. She might just be firing warning bells and shots. Palin also said she supports the Paul Ryan plan for gutting Medicare, a plan opposed by a vast majority of Americans. But as we indicated, Palin and others have a rich vein to tap when it comes to chipping away at President Obama.
You tap my vein.
A new survey.
Sorry.
I still have that thought.
Mm-hmm.
New survey by a business advisory firm shows that most Americans think the economy will never recover. Right now, 61%, and that number is growing, think they won't return to their pre-recession lifestyles for at least 3 more years, if it happens at all. 10%, and this number is growing too, think we'll never return to that kind of spending. The survey shows that Americans are not going to start spending until companies start hiring, and that companies won't start hiring until Americans start spending.
Did Hallelujah.
Did you hear what President Obama actually said about that?
No. Did he talk about this? What did he say?
I have a tape.
You have a tape
of
him? I'd
love to hear that if you have that handy.
Yeah, we have that handy.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Now count to three.
Thank you very much, Rob. Appreciate it.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Barack Obama.
Take a look and you'll see into your imagination.
Maybe the people just don't have enough whimsy.
You're right, Rob.
We are
such an
actor. Jesus, we'll still be laughing. We'll still be poor and laughing.
That's the important
all
thing.
All you need is 99 cents to go to Amazon and buy a Lou Rawls record.
Thank you.
For
Thank you.
We're certainly spending less on cereal, but it has nothing to do with the economy. Research shows it's not about carbs either. Cheerios sales are down nearly 7%. Corn Flakes down nearly 4%. Raisin Brown brand down nearly 8%. Rice Krispies down more than 10%. Special K down nearly 16%. The research shows that people are avoiding cereal because they think it takes too long to prepare and eat it. Most of the folks surveyed think bagels and McMuffins are faster.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's I don't know what to say to
no,
that.
No, nobody does. We're stunned.
Of all those cereals, what's your least favorite, the ones he read?
Let's see. They were Cheerios, Corn Flakes, Raisin Bran, Rice Krispies, and Special K.
I'll probably go with, believe it or not, Cheerios.
Yeah, I hate Cheerios. I don't like the texture of Cheerios.
That's why we're fat.
That's my favorite on the list.
Because it's also the most healthy, probably, on the list.
Raisin Bran. I think so, yeah. It's just whole oats,
yeah. Right? I love... I can tell you, it's easier to tell you my favorites.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you really pin me down to have one go-to.
Yes.
Frosted Flakes.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Hard to beat.
That's a good one. Frosted.
I know Mark's favorite.
Little yeah, you do.
Sugar on
Cinnamon
it.
Toast Crunch.
Yes, indeed.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, a great cereal.
Cinnamon is great.
Frankenberries. Frankenberries for me.
Frankenberry?
Yeah, but it's only Halloween regional. That's why I have to buy 8 boxes.
8 boxes, that's funny.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Raymond?
I like Life.
Jesus,
that was my favorite.
Mikey,
life.
Yeah. Very good.
All right, life.
Go and buy it in a grocery store from 1960.
Captain Crunch.
That's oh, yeah.
God, that's good.
And it's great chicken coating.
Wonderful on chicken.
It is.
Not Crunch Berries.
No.
Really?
I like
Crunch Berries.
I like Crunch Berries.
I don't like those berries.
I like the peanut butter crunch, also good.
And there's no more similarity to a berry and a Crunch Berry.
Yeah.
Just a sugar ball.
Yeah,
rocks of sugar.
That was my old DJ name.
Sugar ball?
Yeah, it was a Western station.
Hey, listen, this is Mike O'Bara signing off. Have a great evening, everybody. Stay tuned for Sugar Ball with all your favorite hits. KCJJ with Sugar Ball.
AIDS has not yet been cured, but in Germany, the first person ever has been functionally cured of HIV, and this is very encouraging news. Timothy Ray Brown is cured after a bone marrow transplant from a man who's part of the 1% of humanity that's immune to HIV. This may be the wave of treatment for the future.
If they can manufacture it,
the
right?
Immune, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there is a strain of people, though small,
1%.
That has an immunity.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's wild.
You've heard about the women who smoke and have tattoos. Apparently, the same things are true of women who have body piercings. A new study says women with piercings anywhere besides their ears are, and I quote, significantly greater frequency of sexual activity than women without body piercings.
That's right. So wash your hands, everybody.
And finally, police in Manatee County, Florida have arrested a 36-year-old man who was walking around naked and dancing while listening to his iPod. Police say the man had been drinking, but pointed out that people were honking at him because he believed they enjoyed seeing him naked. Said it felt good to be free. And in Gainesville, Florida,
wow,
police arrested a 24-year-old man and his 21-year-old girlfriend for having sex on the 30-foot-high diving board at a pool after hours in a public park.
Yeah, baby.
They've been charged with indecent exposure and trespassing. And officials say the diving board was thoroughly bleached before the pool opened the next day.
Ew!
Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's not a cannonball. Our show today was brought to you by the DR Stump Grinder. It's your lawn, and it's riddled with unsightly stumps, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
When is Dennis coming in?
No.
The DR Stump Grinders are affordable. If he comes by, we're going to have him do this read. The DR stump grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for you. To make stump removal fast and easy, make sure we lead with it on Friday's show. Okay. On Thursday's show.
Thursday, right.
Even in tight spots. A gnarly old stump becomes a...
How's that? Take it from the top.
A gnarly old stump becomes a pile of wood chips.
Whoa.
At or below ground level. Thanks to our carbide tip grinding team.
Oh,
I'm
teeth,
sorry.
Too.
Thanks teeth. To our carbide tip grinding team.
Right.
Thank you, Brad. See it in action with their free DVD available at drstumpgrinder.com or just click the DR ad on our website. That's it. We got to get out of here. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Ciao, ciao.